Post Mobile.
AT&T Mobile.
No, I was on the phone and I couldn't get back with you.
Just left Tom's house. Been over here working on his new computer, getting software installed and updated and getting his logbook of the world, where it works on the new machine and things like that for him today. And just left with a nice serving of lasagna this afternoon. Got a nice piece of cake over here to take home for dessert later.
Wow, lasagna? Wow. Hasta lasagna, don't get me on you.
That's left over. Want to know if I want to take some home, but being as I've been fighting my system for the last couple of days, I'll stay with what I got and not add any other possible problems later. So, anyway, and I'm headed down 101 towards 29 to go through Greer and into Duncan and over to home.
You know, I like lasagna.
Tom's house, you could probably get a good big slice of it.
If he were on, I'm sure he'd come up and say something.
Good by now, but, and he was going back upstairs. We were working downstairs where his new computer is and getting it all up and running. So, anyway, now he's a happy camper. We got it set up, updated everything to Logbook of the World, all that good stuff that he needed. So he's good to go for right now.
Excellent. Yeah, I gotta look into a computer for my photography stuff. Tablets, they don't really provide the kind of service I need to develop my pictures and stuff. But I gotta hunt around for something for that.
Me a Mac back at Christmas time. Gave myself a Christmas present of a Mac Airbook. MacBook Air, so does the job for what I want it to do, and got a 50.5-inch screen on it, so it's the bigger one of the two, and it works real fine for editing pictures and things like that.
Yeah, you like the Mac computers? Yeah, I don't know. I like the other ones. I gotta see what's out there and see what people suggest in the pro photography area.
Well, that's what the Mac was originally developed for, was for working with photography and things like that. That's where they were originally developed. They've got better screen setup and everything like that. I've always been with Windows before, but after I had a chance to do some editing on a Mac, I decided, now it's time for me to learn how to do all this stuff. So I got me a MacBook Air back at Christmas time and got it up and running, and now I'm using it. So it's come along pretty good. I'm getting more comfortable with it the more I use it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was a Windows fan. I haven't had a home computer in goodness. Last computer I got was a laptop I bought like 8 years ago, and it's pretty much it works and sometimes it doesn't. I know what you mean.
I'm over here where 101 runs into 290. We go down, get on 29 to cross over it and go back through Greer and head to Duncan. So that's where I'm headed right now. Interesting. I got an AT&T.com truck in front of me, and it's got a Florida tag on it, a Florida fleet tag on it. How about that?
Oh, yeah, heck yeah. Well, AT&T is giving Spectrum a run for their money. Spectrum is just terrible right now with their pricing.
But I didn't have AT&T capabilities out at my house, and after I got the Spectrum installed and everything, then I found out AT&T has the new fiber optic coming out my way now too, and I could have gotten that. But hey, it is what it is. So I'm with it right now, and I'll stick with it for a while and see what they do. If they're gonna start up in my prices every month or something, then I might change. But it's doing good service, and I got 500 megabit service, so it gets me what I need.
Okay, now who is that with? Is that with Spectrum?
Yep, that's with Spectrum. Spectrum, and it's fiber optic.
See, speed check on Spectrum, and actually check to see what you're getting up and download speed.
Yep, my average download speed is 480 to 490, and my upload is 20 to 24.
I forget what I used, but I think my average was like 30 megabytes up and down, and I'm on the 500 megabytes, and we have a gamer in the house, so you know that's kind of like a two-way thing, you know, up and down video, and he's got the headset with the mic and everything, and it bogs us down a little bit from time to time.
Yeah, well, I actually pay for 300. I'm paying for 300, and I'm getting close to 500 all the time. So I don't argue with it, you know.
Well, no, that was an automatic upgrade. I did the same thing. I was paying for 300 or 250 or something, and I got an email that they automatically upgraded me to 500 megs. But it doesn't seem like it's working. You know, I don't think there's fiber optic in my neighborhood because I got cable all the way to the house.
Well, they ran the fiber optic down the road to my house, and that's what's in there, I can tell. And for the cable and everything, this fiber optic, it's that thing is about a 3/4 inch cable that comes to my house, that comes into the box out there, and then comes from the box to my house. So, yeah, it's more than just standard cable, like the old cable lines used to be and the phone lines used to be, but like I said, I'm getting pretty steady up that, and that's with three computers on it. The TV system, I get. Of course, I've got their TV service, and I've got a tablet and a phone that all connect to it too, and some other devices in the house. So I'm not arguing with the service, and all. I've got to have a discussion with them concerning my TV service because I'm supposedly paying for something that right now it doesn't seem like I'm getting it. So I got to have a conversation with them in the next week or so.
We've upped the box. This is KB2HXS mobile ID for anyway. We gave the box back, the cable box, and we use streaming. I use the Spectrum app because I ran I ran the Ethernet cable right to the TV, and you get a little bit better picture, but sometimes the TV locks up. I just don't understand why.
Having a talk with them about that too, and mine doesn't do that, but I run, of course, mine has the cable coming to the box, and then from the box to the TV, and it's HDMI, you know, service, and everything. I get good. Of course, here lately I've been having a problem with pixelating, and I got to call them back out. They said they come out a couple of weeks ago, and it wasn't doing it the day they come out. But last night I was sitting there watching some shows on TV, and I was getting it was stopping, and then it was also pixelating, and that's not supposed to be. And so I'm going to have to, you know, raise Cain with them again.
Yeah. Well, Rusty, let me get out of here. I'm pretty close to the house. Got to make a couple more turns here, and I'll be home. And the wife has got food ready for me when I get there. Yay. And I will catch you later. WU2T, KP2HXS. 73, Rusty, and I'll be in touch.
All right. We'll talk to you later. And I should be around most all next week. I haven't got anything going right now, so... Anyway, we'll catch you later. KB2HXS, W2T, 73, W2T Mobile.
KB2HXS, clear.